Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Now, really, really two worrying incidents that occurred over the last 48 hours, I'd say. A grim discovery of 8 bodies of illegal miners who died in a separate tug of war near the Central Gold Mine in Florida, as well as 3 bodies that were also found again as well today. So to tell us more about what exactly is going on there, we believe also those were bodies of illegal miners. West Rand District Police Commissioner Fred Kagane, thank you so much for making time, Major General Kagane, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Hello.
Good evening, Major General Kagane. Welcome to Point of View.
How are you, Kimelo?
We are well. Thank you so much for making time for us. I just want us to talk a little bit about these 2 discoveries. I mean, we are quite shocked, but are you surprised about what looks like, again, an escalation of illegal mining operations in these areas?
Kimelo, let me say we have been having challenges with this illegal mining, and mostly caused by illegal miners, different groups fighting among themselves. Not necessarily the South Africans, most of them are foreign nationals.
Okay. From where,
they are
Major
fighting
General?
Among themselves.
From where? Where? Do we know where they're coming from?
Yeah, it's Lesotho, Mozambique, and Zimbabweans, right. in most cases, okay. In most instances.
Okay. Major General, go ahead. I did interrupt you. Go ahead.
Yes, I said that mostly they come from Lesotho, Mozambique, and Zimbabwe. Mm.
We know that obviously the SNDF were deployed, and we can't keep them, you know, for extended periods of time. They just come in for a particular operation, and then they've got to go out. What's the plan of action? What are we going to be doing as the SAPS to try and deal with this once and for all?
Yeah, firstly, SNDF, they are here to support us during operations as directed by the state president, and they'll be here until the 28th of April. Okay. Therefore, we are still going to have them sometimes. And what we are doing, from time to time, we have these operations at identified areas and the 3 districts where this it's more rife and prevalent. It's in the West Rand, Ekurhuleni, and Johannesburg. And weekly, we have operations strictly focusing on illegal mining within the province and at various districts and with and without SNDF, because SNDF platoons are deployed to go at certain places. On a daily basis, they are deployed, but there is days where within districts, including like here in West Rand, we deploy them. But if they are not deployed in the West Rand, we still continue with our weekly operations targeting illegal mining areas, rotating against in areas where we realize there is more challenges.
And
of illegal mining.
And with these operations, you have been quite open with us. I must be honest that, you know, the minister has also said, look, it's very difficult. These are heavily armed people. But, you know, he also explained and outlined exactly how the operations work and how the syndicates themselves work. That, yes, on the ground, there are these illegal miners, but they're kingpins. In your operations, are you able to get to the bottom of this entire syndicate? In other words, are you getting the kingpins as well? All right. I think we've just lost the Major General Fred Kagane there. We'll try and get him back on a better line. I know he's traveling, so maybe that's the reason why we lost that connection. But let me hear from you, 086-000-0959. If you're in that Florida area, right, how this entire thing has affected you, because we know for a fact that in Jermiston area, lots of you have been saying, look, it's really, really difficult. We get caught up in the middle of the crossfires and so on. Randfontein area, I want to know from you, I want to hear from you if you're in Kagiso, are you starting to see the fruits of these operations, or it doesn't really mean anything to you? Major General, I think we've got you better on a better line. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay. I was saying, with the operations that you're conducting, does it help? Are you getting to the bottom of... of this entire operation, their own syndicate operations? Are you getting the kingpins as well?
Mind you, there is five levels of operations when it comes to illegal mining. There is those, level one and two is those on the ground, on the surface, the ones we arrest on daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And from level three to five, those projects and programs that are run by organized crime through our DPCI, our FOCs. That's the ones that take over when immediately under one and two we find more information and even the leads about those who are the kingpins or those who are the real people who buy and sell and distribute outside even to the international world. And we do have successes, and I'll just give for the one in Carltonville, Kutzong, that emanates in the West Rand.
Mm-hmm.
We made a lot of inroads. As you know, with investigation, it's not this type of investigation. It's not something of one day.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that needs intensive investigation, where you have to employ and use various approaches, including working in collaboration with other law enforcement agencies and within the justice cluster.
Mm-hmm.
Amongst them, for example, this one of Carltonville, Kutzong, where it was a multi-pronged type of approach, crime intelligence driven, the Hawks, National Prosecuting Authority, our local police, communities, other extra structures that as police or as law enforcement, when we deal with specific type of crime, organized crime, we engage and we rope in. Each one has got a specific role to play. And out of that, that's where we manage to crack this one to an extent where the people are still inside, bail refused, their properties have been attached, they are now recently, we even went to their houses. We went to each and everything, their furniture, up to teaspoons. All of them have been attached. We went further to get even to their girlfriends and other girlfriends, which they bought houses and vehicles under their name and hidden them, thinking that we will not be able to uncover. And it's successful, and it's ongoing. It's not the only one. There's still others in the pipeline. There's still others where successes have been achieved. But it's an ongoing process. I just give this one, where millions of assets have been recovered through asset forfeiture unit as part of the combating this type of crime. And we are not ending there.
Yes.
On the same note on this one, it's still not complete. Some properties are still going to be attached. Some people are still going to be charged. But it's an ongoing process as part of investigation. And it's not an overnight thing. And others are still in the pipeline, as indicated.
Major General, some of the issues that were brought up, especially when we speak about these issues with communities, they raise the issue of others harboring the illegal immigrants. In other words, they are the ones that give them space to rent out their homes and so on. Are you getting that the communities are cooperating with your efforts?
Yeah, the successes we have achieved, the information started and we were given by the community. Intelligence then went to the ground, followed up, gathered more information, identified every link from the bottom ones, which we arrest on the ground, from their neighborhood, and that led to this major things. But however, when it comes to the communities that are now harboring this illegal miners, mostly they are undocumented people. Nowadays, when we arrest them, when we find them in somebody's property or yard or land where they rented, either it's a shack whether it's a room or a house. We now started enforcing more than what they expect. We take even the landlord. Mm-hmm. If the landlord is not there, the one who's managing those properties on behalf of the landlord, mm-hmm. we arrest them. For example, last week Thursday, mm-hmm. we had an operation here with the provincial commissioner in Krugersdorp. Mm-hmm. We found in West Village, you know, the most noisy place where there was that horrible incident,
mm-hmm.
where we arrested 12 undocumented people in one yard. All of them were renting in specific rooms, and the one who was managing and supervising that, we arrested. And that doesn't say the owner of the property is left off the hook.
Gotcha.
It's a process. And after that, while still busy with the operations, visiting these businesses, we found two different people working in the Republic. They have passports, but they didn't have work permits.
Mm-hmm.
We also arrested them. And that shows how we operate. We don't leave any stone unturned. We take from all angles so that we root out, firstly, we noted the people that are committing this, specifically illegal mining,
mm-hmm.
mostly are foreign nationals, undocumented. And we then root it out from them on the street, even where they stay, where they are being harbored, including those who rent and harbor them. What we encourage is that the people who are foreign nationals, if they are here in the country legally, it's fine. But the owners of the properties, our own citizens, are encouraged and urged to assist in ensuring that whether it's a South African, say, come from Limpopo, Eastern Cape, KZN, wherever, renting, they must have a copy of the identity document of that person, even if it's a local. Secondly, they must, if it's a foreign and person, they must have a copy of the passport of that person. And this will assist us in case those people, it emerge later on that they have committed a crime somewhere. Or the same owners become, the same landlords become victims. Then we are able to say, let's get to their files. Who were these people? And we are able to resolve those crimes which those people are involved in.
Since the fact that it's a turf war, and we are starting to understand that the turf wars are about location, the locality of the nicer resources. This is what this is about, we are told. Are you working alongside other districts? In other words, when they move from your district and they go to another district and so on, are you collaborating well with other districts to try and consolidate your efforts?
Yeah, as I indicated, if you noted when I started, I said, okay. This is what we do. And what I'm saying is what we all three okay. districts that are highly affected
yes.
do. Even with this deployment of SNDF, today if they are in West Rand, tomorrow they are in Johannesburg, the following day they are in Ekuru Lane, and so forth and so forth.
Mm.
Even if SNDF is not there, other units like National Intervention Unit, our technical response teams, our public order policing, our canines, our flying squad, and crime prevention teams among the within the province are assisting and supplementing each and every district on a rotational basis and also on a need basis. If there is this crisis now, which needs now urgent intervention, and this district doesn't have enough resources, we work together. We are not working in isolation or in silos because we are one province and the challenge is one, and our vision is one, in to combat crime and to root out this illegal mining.
I really appreciate your time. The West Rand District Police Commissioner, Major General Fred Gagana.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.